Democrat Cindy Axon wants Joe Biden to campaign with her in Iowa. By Jacob Bliss on July 28, 2022. Iowa's lone congressional Democrat, Representative Cindy Axon, wants President Joe Biden to campaign with her in the Hawkeye state despite his failing poll numbers and the country being in a recession. Axon, who votes hand-in-hand with Biden, reportedly wants the president to come back to the Hawkeye state to campaign with her after campaigning with her in April. Despite a recent poll showing she is in a virtual tie with her Republican challenger. Joe Biden needs to be on the ground talking to folks. Because when he is, they love him, Axon told Bloomberg Government. I hope he gets out, because America needs to see the real Joe Biden, not the one that's stuck here all the time. Last week, an internal poll showed Axon and her Republican challenger, State Senators Zach Nunn, are tied. Axon and Nunn were both at 43%, with 14% undecided. The poll was taken from July 9 to 11 with 400 likely general election voters and a 5% margin of error. In fact, the same poll showed that the Democrat incumbent appears to be caught in the crosshairs of Biden's failing poll numbers in the state. The same internal found Biden has an abysmal 37% job approval rating in the Hawkeye state. On Thursday, the federal government reported that gross domestic product, GDP, shrank by 0.9% in the second quarter of 2022, which signaled that the economy is entering a recession. Axon has aligned herself with the Democrat leadership. As of Thursday, she has voted 100% of the time with Biden since he has been in office and has voted with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, 94% of the time in the current Congress. Mike Berg, a National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman, said, "We agree that Joe Biden and Cindy Axon should campaign together in Iowa." Axon is in a tough re-election battle against Republican State Senator Zach Nunn, who had a decisive primary win in Iowa's 3rd congressional district. In fact, since Nunn's win, political analysts have marked the congressional district as more vulnerable. The seat is one of the targeted seats the Republicans are trying to flip to win back the House. After striving to win back the House in 2020, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either could mean the Democrats and Biden will have a more challenging time passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Currently, Republicans are projected to win between 20 and 35 seats while only needing to net 5 to take back the House. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.